Mike Tagubin, hello, my friend, and greetings once again in that wonderful, matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Oh, beloved, how wonderful it is to taste and see that the Lord is good. How wonderful it is to believe in and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, to have the joy and the peace that Jesus alone can give, to have the deliverance from the bondage of sin and the load of guilt that one's been carrying. Oh, beloved, Jesus can set you free. He can liberate you. He can deliver you. He can give you peace and joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, I'll never forget the day when I received Jesus Christ as my Savior, even as a young lad, September 7, 1941. I'll never forget that day, even though I was only 5 years old. Oh, beloved, it changed my life when I believed in and received and accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. And the Word of God makes it clear, God is no respecter of persons. Beloved, God loves you just as much as He loves me. And He died for you just like He died for me. He shed His life's blood that you might have cleansing and forgiveness and eternal life and know the joy and the peace that Jesus gives. And even as I'm speaking to you, that strange feeling that you have inside is the Holy Spirit of God convicting you, my friend, of your sin and of your need of Jesus. Won't you open your heart? Won't you cry out, God, be merciful to me, a sinner? I believe, Lord Jesus, you died for my sin, that you were buried, that you arose again. I believe you live today, and I invite you to come into my life, to forgive me of my sin, to give me your peace and your joy and your salvation. Beloved, he says, I stand at the door and knock. If you'll open your life to me, I'll come in. And he will send the Holy Spirit of Christ to come into your life, to give you joy, to give you peace, and to transform and change your life. He can do that right now, right where you are. If you'll ask him to, beloved, he'll hear your heart's cry. He'll come into your life. He'll make a new person out of you. And then I encourage you to get into a good Bible-believing church. Even the church that Dr. Cash pastors there. That you would get into church, beloved, and allow the truth of God's Word to strengthen you in your new walk with the Lord, to help you to grow in the Christian walk, and to fellowship with other born-again believers, and to go and talk to Dr. Cash or some other good Bible-believing church that's preaching and teaching the Word of God, beloved. God's heart will be thrilled at your opening your life to Him, and He is ready, O beloved. He's ready to cleanse you, to deliver you, to set you free from sin, to fill you with His joy and with His peace, and to make your life worth living. Well, we're studying again about God's Word and its power. And the Lord Jesus over in John chapter 17, verse 17, in a prayer that he was praying to God the Father. I call this the Lord's Prayer because this is really the Lord's Prayer. This was the prayer of the Lord Jesus to the Father. The prayer we usually call the Lord's Prayer is actually the believer's prayer, as Jesus was teaching his disciples how to pray. But here in John 17:17, 19, as he was praying for you and for me, beloved, Jesus said, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." Oh, beloved, the word of God is truth. And that's why you and I need to get into God's Word. We saw last time, God's Word is powerful, beloved, and God's Word is truth. And the truth will liberate and set us free, as we read in John 8:32. And, beloved, I'd like for you to turn back over there to that passage of Scripture again in the book of John, chapter 8, if you would, please. I'd like for you to see John 8 and verse 36. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Oh, yes, beloved, Jesus Christ will liberate you. He will deliver you and set you free from the bondage of sin. And He will give you victory over sin ruling and reigning in your life. For that's what He said in verse 32, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." It will liberate you from the control and the dominion of sin. It will liberate you because it will show you how the Son can make you free, the Lord Jesus Christ, and how if you're walking in obedience to Him, you will know the deliverance and the liberty and the joy that comes from walking with the Lord Jesus Christ. For remember, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus saith unto them, "I am the way." Beloved, Jesus is the way to God the Father. No man comes to the Father except through believing in and receiving Jesus Christ as their Savior. Jesus is the truth, beloved. He's the truth about God the Father. He's the truth and speaks the truth and proclaims the truth. These four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, all make clear the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus Himself is the one who spoke these words right here in John 14 and verse 6. Jesus saith unto them, "I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, beloved. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." You see, it's through the Lord Jesus Christ that we have the gift of salvation and the gift of eternal life. Oh, beloved, it's through the Lord Jesus Christ that this gift of eternal life can be yours, and you can know the truth of it and the reality of this gift of eternal life. Look with me, if you would please, to the book of John, and that's where we are. Let's go to chapter 5 and verse 39. John 5:39, notice what Jesus Himself said, "Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." Beloved, it's the Scriptures that testify about the Lord Jesus Christ and will open our eyes to the truth and deliver us from the bondage and the control and the dominion of sin. Turn with me to the book of Romans, chapter 6. And, beloved, let's have a little in-depth study right now. Let's eat a little bit of the milk of God's Word and the meat of God's Word. For here we see some wonderful truths made clear and made plain here in the book of Romans, chapter 6. And let's go back a little to chapter 5. And let's begin with chapter 5, verse 12. "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death came by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." Beloved, that's where death came from. It came through man's disobedience. It came through man's rebellion against God. And the wages of sin is death, Romans chapter 6 and verse 23 tells us. And so by the first man, Adam, sin entered into the world, and death came along with sin. And so death passed on all men, because all of us have sinned. That's why we need a Savior. That's why we need deliverance from sin. That's why we need the gift of salvation and eternal life. Notice now verse 15. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. Salvation is a free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. Oh yes, the gift of grace, beloved. That's what salvation is. It is a gift of grace. What is grace? It's undeserved favor. Beloved, if I got what I deserved, I'd go to hell. I'd go to the lake of fire. I'd spend eternity separated from God. That's what I deserved, because I have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But Jesus, in His love and in His mercy, took my sin upon Himself. And that's why He went to that old rugged cross to pay for my sin debt. For the wages of sin is death. And that's why Jesus died as my substitute and as your substitute. He took our place and now offers to us salvation and eternal life through believing in Him and accepting Him as Savior. Verse 16, and not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, that is, Adam. By Adam we were condemned, and all are under the condemnation of judgment until we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and accept Him as Savior, and then we're made pure and clean and holy and acceptable in the sight of God and His holiness. But the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. And that word justification, beloved, means that one who believes in Jesus, who receives salvation and accepts Christ as Savior, is declared just and pure and holy and righteous. It means that we appear just as if we had never sinned, because all of our sins are blotted out by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah! What a wonderful gift is this gift of salvation and forgiveness of sin and eternal life. Verse 17, for if by one man's offense death reigned by one, that was Adam, and death reigned on all by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Beloved, God wants you and I to reign in life by His salvation and the truth. Till next time, goodbye.